I was on a in a private aircraft with two other guys come back from Walla Walla. And we were on instruments, so we were at about 12,000 feet. And shortly after we were being on instruments, we were in constant contact with radio, and perfectly clear up there. Just we passed them here on our left, and we're just going to begin our descent into the clouds by on the right. We were on a trajectory. If you drew a line from Yakima, we were over the Yakima airport, and then set that vector right on in. So you draw a line from Yakima to Seattle, we were proceeding not quite northwest, kind of a west-northwest direction. We'll be on Rainier, and just we know the location. Another guy, Craig Sly, knows it better than I do. He is in the navigation, but he was beyond a 625 checkpoint, and it was before 635 when we checked again. We went back over the flight plan. Off to the right and to the kind of front of the airplane, which we could low, you know, trying to go back and looking at a trajectory, say somewhere over Vancouver Island or up in the island someplace, maybe toward Marysville.
Yeah.
It was a rather bright object, you know, like a moon color, white or yellowish-white ball. At first they thought it was a bright afterburner, but, you know, it started to increase in size. Where it got about, not quite 90 degrees off to our right, you know, somewhere up toward Baker, it appeared as a white ball with a tight D-shaped cone of multicolored red, blue, yellow sparks, or it kind of looked to me like a comet.
Yes.
A ball and then a space of a little bit, and then all these fantastic colors following it. We followed it. They followed it a little bit longer. They estimated they may have had it in view a minute, 5, 10 seconds. I figured I had it in view about 45 seconds when they called, because they saw it a while, and they said, my, it's right after burner, and I didn't pay much attention. God, look at that. And then we followed it, and it was right off our right wingtip. In fact, we had to bank a little bit to keep it in view. And then as it went kind of off toward the Cascades, it burned out, and it started to break up. You could see the yellow kind of, you know, flash off in all directions, and then it faded and was gone.
Yes.
That's the first thing I've ever seen of that that size or that intensity in the sky, but I immediately thought it was a meteor or something burning out. You know, it wasn't like a falling star. It was going horizontal. It wasn't losing any altitude.
Yeah.
And the other pilot, who has, you know, 2,000 or more hours flying, just got back in a trip to Tokyo, said that he'd estimate with it slightly above horizon level, and that far off could have been 60 to 90,000 feet. Maybe, you know,
yeah.
70,000 feet would be his best estimate. Yeah, and that if that thing burned out and dropped, you know, and say it would be probably been over the Cascades, it was kind of headed on a trajectory we figure parallel to it. Might have landed someplace like Grand Coulee if it landed at all.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the trajectory kind of from, say, Bellingham to the Coulee Dam would be parallel to our Yakima to Seattle, and it looked like it was paralleling. It could have been going more west to east. In other words, staying up, you know, parallel to the border.
Yeah.
It's very possible to detect. But it wasn't coming anywhere like toward us because we had no, you know, fear like anything was going to happen or was going to get near the city or anything.
Right. And what was the approximate time, would you say?
Between 6:25 and 6:30. I mean, 6:35. It'd be about 6:30. It would be, and that's accurate because it's between two checkpoints.
I see. Okay, well, this is very interesting because we got another report from a woman in Soap Lake, in the Soap Lake area, that said that she saw something about 6:25, which was traveling approximately west to east or northwest to southeast, and it burst in the area over there. It looked like one of these large aerial bombs going off.
That would be about where I would say it could have terminated. I tell you, you could check with Seattle Ground Control. There were three other pilots confirmed it on here. We didn't.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Northwest Airlines flight pilot. Northwest Airlines, if you got a bright object on your radar, he asked. And United Airlines said, I see it too. United Airlines, he said, I also have it in view. And then a fellow was using a twin Comanche. He was commenting on it. They carried on a little dialogue with ground control. The ground control said they didn't have it on, nothing showing on radar.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I could have been a distance away, short distance away. But there'd be three other pilots that verified it, and it would be someone, and they would have to have been on instruments, so they would have had to file a flight plan, and I know one was Northwest, one was United, and one had a twin engine Comanche.
Yes.
I don't know the destination. Ours is Boeing Field. I assume the other two were SeaTac, going and coming. But,
would you say that would be in sight long enough for radar to pick it up?
I don't know that much about radar.
Mm-hmm.
It was really moving. I mean, we knew it was a long ways away, you know, 100 miles or so, or, you know, 50 to 100 miles. It was out there. It was nowhere near us, and it went from the front of the plane right on back, kind of toward behind the plane.
Yes.
Which would have to be, knowing you'd have to be 150, 200 miles. Just a second. Somebody doesn't know I'm on the line.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Fine. I wonder if the other two gentlemen who were with you would object to my contacting them.
Oh, I doubt it. I've got, just a second, I've got somebody on the other line.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, just a couple more questions. In your opinion, would you consider this a meteor, considering the time that it was in sight?
Yeah, it was too large to be anything else. I mean, it was, although I've never seen a good sight satellite, I guess I don't know how large they are, but this was a one good sized mass. I've heard of satellites coming in and burning on empty. I don't know how large those satellites are, is what I'm saying. It would be something, I would say it's a meteor, yeah, because, I thought it was a tiny old comet.
Yes.
When I first saw it. That would have been my, but comets are in sight, as I understand it now from doing more research, since I saw it, they're in sight much longer.
Yes, well, they don't move like meteors anyway.
No, and this thing was moving.
Yeah.
So then, based on what I found out since, when we saw it burn out and disappear, I think that must have been a meteor.
Now, I know there's a newsman here in town who'd like to talk to you. Would you be interested in talking to him?
Sure.
And then you wouldn't object if I passed your number on?
No, not the least.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
Good.
Bye.
Bye.